What percent of our listeners think Ron just stare at my face? Do you think it's
I think it's a high
lot?
Percentage. Much higher than I thought it was, because I thought it was zero.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop, a podcast about solving the world's insignificant problems one issue at a time. Today, we're bringing you episode 102, I believe.
102.
That's right, 102. Looking forward to this. I'm your host, Dave, and joining me, as always, is my good buddies, Josh and Omar. We'll check in with them in a second. And in today's episode, we're going to be doing kind of a normal format as we normally do. We like to check in with each other and see how we're doing. Then we'll cover some email and any news that we have. We have a pretty exciting order of swag news that we might want to just mention.
All right. We can bring that up.
And then we'll get into the main part of the show where each of us has an issue. That what we do here at Friends Talking Shop is each of us will have an issue that we've not discussed before. And we will then discuss it and solve it or just riff on it. Hold on, I'm almost done, Omar. I want to get to it.
We told him not to steal Dave's intro, and he's dying to say something.
Let me tease the three things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Winter Olympics. We're going to talk about something related to adrenaline.
Whatever that means.
And then we're going to talk about poly markets.
Those are the three topics
that we're going to talk about.
All right.
So that's going to be your show. If you're first time tuning in, the reason we're doing this is because you who just started would have no idea what's going on. Well, hopefully now with this format, you now have an understanding of what you're in for the next hour or so.
There we go.
Let me first see how everyone's doing. I'll start with Omar, since you seem to want to say something. How are you doing, Omar, and what's going on with you?
I'm just curious. You say we've solved problems. Which problems have you ever solved?
We solved a lot of your problems.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, washing your hair is one.
Washing your hair, your dirty socks. The time when you stole the bottle of wine from that friend of yours' house. There's a lot of problems we solved.
We have 102 episodes.
The time when you fell in love with your sister. Yeah.
Out of 101 episodes, how many have we solved, do you think?
So, how am I doing? Do you guys view yourselves being someone who each of you have a discipline? You discipline people?
I do.
Wait, do we have discipline ourselves or do we discipline others?
Correct.
Oh, do we have discipline ourselves? In some things, yes, I have a lot of discipline.
Can you follow instructions? Are you a disciplined dealer of a disciplined lifestyle?
I'm going to say yes.
Follow instructions, yes.
Yeah. So I go into these things and, you know, sometimes I think about, I'm losing my mind, but I had a big love affair with Honey Drops for a long time.
Oh, we solved this problem too, by the way, a while ago.
Yeah. Remember Jared Leto doesn't eat candy at all? I'm like, correct. Why can't I?
And I showed you that he does eat candy, as a matter of fact. So it blew your whole theory out of the water.
And so I stopped ordering them from Amazon because I would just eat them.
Good for you.
And they were, but now I have I fall in love with these.
You have a new addiction? What are they? Oh, Werther's Originals.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
Yeah,
caramels. They're delicious. Yep.
They're delicious.
You have a whole, and you know what it is? It's a sucking addiction. You have to have something in your mouth at all times. It is. It's what it is. And I'm not being, and there's no innuendo there.
It's nothing to do with the sugar, you don't think?
It's possible it has to do with the sugar. Yeah, that's a good point.
So even yesterday, which was a sad day, I woke up in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with these goddamn Werther's? And I had like four bags of them. So you know what I did?
Whoa, stop. Four bags?
Four bags.
In one day?
Well, no, it was my storage. Right.
What? You know, he's not saying he ate four bags.
I can go through 0.75 to one bag a day.
Wow. How many are in a bag?
20.
Why do you say 0.75? Wouldn't you say 75% to 100% of a bag every day? 0.75 is a weird thing to say. Anything?
Three fourths.
Three fourths would be even better. We're clearer.
three quarters to a full bag a day.
There you go. How many are in a bag? Say that again.
Like 25 to 30.
So you eat 25 to 30 hard candies a day.
I have.
That's crazy. Are you chain smoking them? You know, it was one ends, you pop another one in immediately?
Sometimes.
Ugh, that's a problem.
Sometimes I go menage a trois, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you put two in at the same time.
Yep.
Sugar-free or the normal?
Normal.
Yeah, normal? He's not eating sugar-free.
You know how many calories are in a single one of those?
I don't think it's about calories.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's about
Do you have cavities? Do you have any cavities?
Not recently, no.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy that.
I water pick all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a water pick problem as well. Yeah.
So my point is, David.
I have some stats.
Oh, I want to hear.
20 a day.
How many is that?
1,400 calories.
Just in Werther's Originals.
You eat 20.
Holy shit. Most of your dietary.
Over half. Well,
it's coming from Werther's Originals.
Over 0.5.
Yesterday morning, I wake up. I'm like, what am I doing? I have no discipline. I have to throw these fucking things out. So I threw them out. All of them. Four bags. Yeah.
You threw them out where?
In the trash chute.
Oh, in the trash chute. Yeah. So this is like you're not retrieving them out of there.
Correct.
Okay.
So yesterday, I have a healthy day. I'm active. Seeing my friend and his kids.
Yeah. Do you have an itch?
Half an hour away, driving back. What do I do? Go to fucking DoorDash. What do I order? What do I go? Walgreens. What do I order from Walgreens? Werther's.
Why are you DoorDashing Werther's when you're driving?
Just stop at a Walgreens.
It's
not that internet has destroyed my life because of the easy access to porn.
Yeah.
Right? It's really hurt my life because of the easy access to everything.
Food. Yeah.
To food. Yeah.
Yeah. But why don't you stop at Walgreens? Because you're paying such a premium to get them delivered by DoorDash.
Because I would never do it. But
you're driving already. If you're on your couch in your sweatpants, I get it. But you're in your car. There's a Walgreens everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't want to get out of the car. Don't you guys just want to go home when you're out? Remember, it's that Jerry Seinfeld.
I always want to go home. Always.
What are you going to do? How do I get there? How do I get back?
How do I get back? Yes, that's right. Listen, I always want to go home. That's not the thing. But I'm not going to DoorDash Werther's Originals. How much does it cost to DoorDash one bag?
I threw in some Scores bars as well.
Oh, so you made it worth it.
Your teeth must be rotting.
I have beautiful teeth.
Your teeth are rotten.
No, of course they're not. Hey, this isn't about my teeth being brown. They're not brown. My teeth are white. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So listen, my point is I have no discipline.
Yeah.
Clearly. And
I want to throw out the Werther's right now when I'm live with you. Like, literally,
How many do you have in your place right now?
In my desk right now, I have three.
Three? Oh, just three little ones. Oh, that's
three left. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even a commercial for you. You'll go through three before the show comes back on.
So my point is I had these moments that happen, and I think sometimes I do things where I'm quite proud of myself. Like my mom and my dad would be proud of me to be able to do what I've been doing. And these are moments that aren't one of them.
Listen,
you know?
It could be worse. You could be a drug addict. Do you ever see My Strange Addiction on TLC? You could be eating did you light up a joint?
I was just going to say. Yeah.
For those who don't see it, as I said that, he lit up a joint.
It's tobacco. Yes.
Okay. You could be eating the cushions from your couch like this one woman does on that show. There's a lot of things that are really bad for you. Werther's Original is probably lower on the list, but it's still not good.
Now, do you guys know what the five craziest addictions are, actually? Josh mentioned one of them.
What do you mean, craziest or most prevalent addictions?
Craziest. Air freshener. You eat air freshener.
Oh, that's
weird.
You spray
it on the ice, and then you drink it.
No.
Yep.
What? No.
It's true. Yep. It's another one is inflatables, inflatable dogs, and ponies.
What do you mean inflatables?
There's a guy who has hundreds of inflatable whales and whatever. He has dinner with them.
Oh,
he packages them.
Of course.
Them.
Yeah.
What list is this from? This seems like a random list.
It's not the most five crazy. It's something you found.
Five you know.
Listen, yeah. You name anything, and there's someone addicted to it. Anything Balloons. At all.
Balloons.
Doesn't matter what it is. Someone's addicted to it.
One time, somebody of my team flew, and the guy
except
next
this,
to her.
Except this show.
Mattresses is another one.
How do you be addicted to mattresses?
They eat mattresses.
Oh, they eat it. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. Yeah, it's crazy. Those people are going to die. They're just going to die. You can't fill your stomach with mattresses.
And
with
Sealy's
Posturepedic.
Eating rocks.
I've seen that too.
Eating rocks?
Yeah. These people are nuts, man.
Yeah, man.
There are some really screwed up people in this world. It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's funny, Omar, though. You don't want to go drive to pick up these candies.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money to do it, and you don't want them. So that combination of three things happening.
He does want them, Dave. He wants them bad.
Well, that's it. But he doesn't. You know, he's telling us he doesn't, and he's got to.
I don't want them. Yeah.
So either make a rule in your life. If you're going to get them, you got to drive there.
His mind is saying no, but his mouth is saying yes.
Well, listen, I'm trying to help him.
Honestly, I have a serious case of arrested development. You know, I do. And I need to be a man. And I'm not a man right now.
Wow.
I'm like half a man. I think so.
Wow. Like a minotaur?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think that I only bring certain things to the table. I mean, laughter gets you a long way. Don't get me wrong. And having some hair,
it doesn't
hurt either. Right? And nice set of hair. Okay, great. And then after that, what do I really have? A dog?
Jack. You got a dog, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, don't beat yourself up. You're a good dude. I'm just saying,
I just want to stop eating candies. And I don't think I can do it.
I think you're a 0.75 man. That's what I think.
I think you can do it. You did it once before. You can do it again.
But when our topic comes up later, I would explain to you one of the highlights, which gives me a lot of happiness.
Okay, good.
I will go into that.
You know what they should make? Here's an idea real quick.
Tell me.
What about really nutritious candy? Does that exist? Like a hard candy that just gives
like
nothing but vitamins.
Sugar, but it has like another type of sugar in there that's not like glucose or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
There's those.
What do you guys think of the watermelon Jolly Ranchers? Are you a fan of those?
They're delicious. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It's too sour. Too sour.
Oh, I love it. I love Jolly Ranchers. Jolly Ranchers are fantastic, except green apple. I don't like green apple.
Oh, way too sour.
Gross. Yep. Gross.
No, I love
caramel. Can I add a caveat to me ordering Walgreens and after I came back from their place? We had dinner and the kids ordered dessert and I did not order dessert, nor did I have any of their dessert. And that's the first time I've ever done that in my entire life. So I'm happy about that.
Good. Well, good. Self-control.
What do you want, a statue?
No, because Josh, okay, this is my point. Josh, I've eaten with you before. Okay. One of my points. You're a classic person who is, oh no, I don't want any fries. Oh no, I don't want any ice cream.
And I don't do that.
When it comes, you eat half of it.
I don't do that. I don't hide my – I have no shame whatsoever. First of all, I don't eat dessert that often. I'm not a dessert guy. I'm an entree guy. We've been through this. And I'll eat fries like no problem. I'm not that guy. I'm like, oh, I don't want any fries. I want fries, and I'll eat them.
Yeah, I'm going to follow on that too. I think Josh will – whatever he wants, like bacon, he'll pile up in a
pile
gross
up.
Amount.
Yep.
And
Dave, see me. Half a pound of bacon.
I don't think I've ever seen you say no to something and then eat it. I think
that's
you
right.
Just throw whatever and gross amounts on your plate.
Yep.
This is sometimes my comments don't necessarily land, right?
Yes, that's true.
I was just riffing. But Dave, how are you, Dave? That's what you want to know.
Me?
Oh, I'm going to be last then?
You're
how
last.
Are you doing?
Oh man,
this hurts.
Well, I am doing pretty good. I just got back from a couple, 3 weeks in Arizona. And let me tell you, I might be the first person to figure this out, but spending January in Arizona is
the way to go. Yeah,
it really is. Everyone should do it. It's I think it's better than Florida, honestly, because as much as I love the beach, I love the waves.
Yeah,
you can't experience the beach and the waves as much as you can experience the landscape of Arizona, especially northern and Scottsdale.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's like the beauty is all around you.
It's very nice. It's very very nice.
It's. But one thing happened to me. I wanted to ask you guys about this. I've noticed an irritating trend lately. So I've had two phone calls where I'm talking to someone and it's time to say goodbye. You say goodbye.
Yeah.
And I usually hang up. I'm a hang up. I hang up right away.
So do
like
I.
That's
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two times I was like doing something and realized that the people on the other side
never hung up.
Never hung up.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, well, when are they going to hang up? So this happened once. I thought it was weird. Eventually, then I hung up. Then I did it a second time just because I was doing something and they didn't do it again. Then I realized, do most people do this? So I started to experiment when I get phone calls, like I'm not hanging up and see how long it takes. I would say on average, I would say half the phone calls I have, they never hang up.
That's right.
And I would say on average, if I don't hit the hang up, it's at least 5 seconds before they hang up.
Yeah.
Like I think they're like,
that's
oh, need to hang up. That. What is?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What is going on?
I'll tell you exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. Here's what's going on. It's a couple things. The first most obvious one is depends on where they're calling you from. If they're in the car, no one hits the hang up button. They expect the other party to hit the hang up button. If you're talking in your car over the speaker, right? Over your car speaker.
Really?
Yes.
No. Well, I do. If I'm in the car, I hang up
right
away.
I do too. I hang up before you get the buyout of goodbye. I don't care. I'm out. I'm done. I'm out. I do that to my kids. My wife goes, they didn't say goodbye yet. I'm like, they knew. You don't need to say goodbye. It's it.
Yeah.
If someone says, one person says goodbye, you don't need the other person to say goodbye. It's
so
over.
Let me get that straight. If I say bye before they say bye, I hit hang up as I say bye. I don't wait to hear them say
correct.
Bye.
Correct. I do that too.
Yeah.
But it's people in the car don't do that. And then it depends on who you're talking to. If I'm talking to my mother, she doesn't know how to hang up. It takes forever for her to hang up. So I sit. I think it's funny. I sit and I wait until she figures out how to hang up.
You're testing her?
Like that. I like listening to like my friends and like especially with their kids and then like all the chaos in the background.
Oh, when I get a butt dial, I love it. I sit and just listen. You know, you get a butt dial, okay, hello, 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 and they don't say anything and most people just hang up. I put it on speaker and I set it down and I listen. Because every once in a while, you're going to get some gold.
Ooh,
you're going to get some absolute gold.
That's a good idea for a movie, butt dial. And then you hear like a murder happen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. What a great movie. Yes. And we'll get Matt Damon.
Everyone want to watch it. It's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone can relate to it. It's a great movie.
I like it.
I think it's phenomenal.
We knew we could make a script, but we needed the idea. This might be our airplane. Right?
I think this script writes itself.
But I'll do.
Yes. Don't get ahead of us. Don't get ahead of
sticky.
Us. Yeah. 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 Butt Dial would be a great movie. I agree.
Butt Dial 3. Sometimes trouble comes from all the wrong places.
Okay. Now you're reaching.
Come on. I'm perfect.
Keep going.
Break here.
It's not bad.
This is the
new
Fast and Furious. Let's go all the way to 10.
Yeah. Butt Dial 4. That's not a cell phone.
No, come on.
That's not a cell phone in my front pocket.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, Josh, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Yesterday, it was actually last night, washing my face. I don't know. Do you get ready for bed with your wife, Dave, at the same time? Oh, you don't?
Oh, no.
We do. We always go up at the same time together and then we brush our
sinks.
Teeth.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the sinks at the same time. We brush our teeth and run. Yeah.
Seriously? You guys are like fucking synchronization?
Well, we're not in synchronization. It's not – I don't go, are you ready to wash your face now, honey? And then we both turn on the faucet. No,
I don't know anyone who does this. No one does this.
When we're ready to go for bed, we go, all
right. Do you have two bathrooms? Do you have two toilets?
No, we have one toilet in our main bathroom. We have two sinks, but one toilet.
Yeah, well, how do you situate that deal then?
Situate what deal?
I don't want my wife in the bathroom when I'm going to use the bathroom.
It's a separate toilet room. It has its own door.
So, okay.
The toilet's by itself.
I want to go back to the synchronized thing you guys do.
This is not even what I was about to say, but okay, go ahead.
It is
weird. Go ahead.
Wait, Josh, I don't know anyone who does this.
Listen, Mike and Carol Brady did it. The Brady Bunch. They went
to
bed at the same time.
Yes, I know.
Listen, if you go to bed at the same time, you're going to brush your teeth around the same exact time. You're going to wash your face. You're going to floss your teeth. That's what we do.
I think we intentionally, if we're going to bed at the same time, you use the bathroom.
Why?
I'll be there when you're done.
Do you have dual sinks? You have dual sinks. You're a dual sink.
Talk to each other when you're doing when you're getting all this stuff done.
Yes.
Who wants to talk to somebody else?
Listen, she
crazy.
there's this is what we do anyway. So washing my face, and every night I go in. I have like
the same. Do you use the same cleanser?
No, we don't use the same cleanser. We have separate everything. Separate everything. Two sinks.
Antiperspirant.
Separate antiperspirant. Although that's a secret. Strong enough for a man. No. But I noticed that I get belly button lint, and I don't know how it gets there, because I'm not wearing shirts that have lint. But almost every night, I have a little bit of lint in my belly button.
It's want to know what? I had the same problem with the corner of my place, and where all the dust collects. That's what your belly button is. It's like a corner of an apartment.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. One. So my wife saw me pick it out of there. She goes, "What is that, lint?" I go, "Yeah, I always have belly button lint at the end of the day." She goes, "I'll tell you why." It's the first time she recognized it. Please tell me.
Because you secrete a kind of oil. No, I'm not kidding.
Get out of here. Are you making this up?
No. I'm saying secrete is one way of putting it, but the actual flesh of your belly button has a certain like layer to it.
And it creates cotton.
No. Doesn't create cotton. But when cotton passes by, cotton doesn't leave. You know what I'm saying? It kind of sticks to it.
Okay. Is that the Werther's talking?
No,
listen.
I'm telling you.
So my question is, I thought that was very normal. Do you guys have it's a phrase. Everyone knows belly button lint. Do you guys have it? You guys have it, right?
I do. Yeah. Same thing. I don't know where it's coming from. I feel that.
Every night, right, Dave? Every night?
Just about. I'm not an animal, but just about.
Sometimes I pull out a whole sweater. No, I don't know how it gets. How does that happen? How does it get in there?
I'm going with Omar's secrete theory. I don't.
It's bizarre. But my wife was really. That's the first time.
Do women not have belly button?
That's what I asked her. I asked her. Do you have? She did. Says no. She never has belly button lint.
It comes from your cotton shirts. You know,
thanks. I know that, but my shirt is like, why isn't it everywhere else on my body? Why is it not in my armpits?
The thing about Josh, and I've always thought about Josh when I first met him, he's a big candidate for something called navel stone.
What?
What is
navel stone?
This is a true thing.
What is this? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not making it up. It's when your belly button has accumulated and the breeze gets hardened.
It becomes a pearl.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Have you ever found a pearl in there, Josh?
I have not found it.
Leave it be and see what kind of gem comes out
of
it.
I shouldn't pull it out. I should let it fester.
You have a need to sharpen a knife. You can pull out your belly button.
Anyway, that was my how you do it. I just didn't know. I thought it was pretty normal, but who knows?
Can I double tap here, please?
Yeah.
So Josh, when you
I think it's double click.
When you whatever the fuck.
It's
when
0.75.
When you leave the bathroom and you're en route to your bed.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the high five. We did it.
So are you getting into bed at the same time?
No. Whoever's done first gets into bed at the same time.
So it can vary. There's not one person usually done first.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, interesting. What are the variables in length?
The variables are sometimes whoever walks the dog at last is usually up after the other person. It's usually her. She usually walks the dog before we go.
Have gotten your wife to walk the dog. Wow, that's amazing. Households are like that?
I don't know. But she likes to walk the dog. She walks the dog the majority of the time. So that I'll go up and then she's still walking the dog. So I have a head start on her. Sometimes she's getting laundry out of the dryer. That's at the end of the cycle and folding that. And it's usually me who's in bed first. Is that really the answer? I'm in bed first.
So they go to bed at the same time, except she does a lot of chores. So really, Josh is in bed.
So it's usually stuff that she's doing, and I'm just running upstairs to brush my teeth.
And then, so when you're in bed, do you have like Love is Blind season 8 on? Like, what's going on?
Oh, that's so funny. That's exactly what we had on last night.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were watching Love is Blind. The new season came out. We were watching that last night.
I got into a big discussion about Love is Blind 2 days ago.
Well, save it. Save it for a topic or sometime else, because I could talk about it for days, so I don't want
to. Well, I finished watching Arcane, which is an animation on Netflix.
Yeah, okay.
And my friend was throwing shade on Arcane. And I'm like, dude, are you crazy? It's so much more sophisticated than Love is Blind season 8.
Well, that's not saying much.
So I put it in the chat.
It's really not a strong argument. Yeah.
It ranked Arcane at an 82 out of 100 for Sophistication.
For what? Okay.
In terms of like the geopolitical, yeah, family, Love is Blind, 38.
38.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Yeah.
That's where Josh lives.
Right? I live in that 38. Space.
That's right.
And by the way, I have no problem with that rating. That's not going to deter me from watching more Love is Blind.
It's entertainment.
I'm watching stuff in the 20s, my friend. So 38 is no problem.
That's like Oscar winning.
Yeah, that's right.
Where would butt dial? Where do we want to target butt dial? Butt dial give me
butt
dial
is going to be in the 60s.
The 60s.
Yeah, butt dial is a brilliant idea. And I have one last question, then I'm just curious.
Oh my God, this is a lot.
Well, I think I've ordered, and I'm going to order you a set of pillow speakers.
Yes.
So you can put them under your pillow.
Yeah, I know. I know what they are. Yeah.
Are you interested in that?
No, not in the least. No. Dave? I toss and turn my pillow all the time. I rotate my pillow. I turn it over. I'm rough with my pillow because I like to fluff it up.
You're wrestling with your pillow.
I'm wrestling with the pillow. Punching I'm giving it nuggies. Yeah. I'm calling it names. No, I don't want speakers in my pillow. I don't want that. I don't want that.
I actually just saw an advertisement for it. It's like a real flat thing. You can't hear anything. You put it under the pillow and then you can hear it. Yeah. I think that might actually be a good I would love it.
But. Is it a Bluetooth? So it's like you can hear the TV? Is it Bluetooth to your TV?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. But no, I wouldn't do it. I don't think so.
That's where the cancer comes through.
Right.
It comes right through.
Exactly. All right, let's get into it.
Let's jump into the show. We have, the idea of sleep, got some sleep earbuds too. That might have to be a topic, future show here. But so let's jump in. But first, let me go over some of our details. We'd love for you to stay in touch with us by sending us an email at friends@fts.media. That's again, friends, plural, at fts.media. Just making sure that's clear because I don't know, for some reason, refresh that inbox and it's, I don't know.
It must have been on the fritz. Yeah, we didn't get an email this past week. It's a little weird.
We have a email and a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com, weebly.com. And you can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Friends Talking Shop. All one word. Lots going on there. We also have merchandise on the website we'd love for you to check out. And we did get big news. I know every time we have an episode, it seems like we have big news. We're in a magazine. We won Podcast of the Year. This might be our most exciting news ever. So, Josh, you want to tell?
Apparently we're bigger in Norway than we thought we were because we got our first FTS merch purchase from Norway. It was very exciting. Norway loves us.
We've been relentlessly marketing it the last 6 weeks. Just spent tens of thousands of dollars on Google Ads. And we have one order. And Josh is thrilled.
Yeah, that's right.
For the record, I've spent no money. What really thrills me is the fact that there's going to be some guy walking around his town in Norway with a Friends Talking Shop shirt on. And people are going to like, what the hell is that?
He might bump into somebody who's the host of This Week in Denmark who came in second place, and then they'll fight.
That's possible. That's possible. Yep. Denmark is close to Norway, so there's a distinct possibility that on their runs, their morning runs, they bump into one another.
If that happens, please put that on, catch that on your phone so we can put that up on the website.
Yeah, please.
We love that. All right, well, let's get into our topics. We talked about Winter Olympics is the first one. I think that's you, Josh. What do you want to talk about?
It is me. Yeah. So look, you guys know I love the Olympics. I talked about the Summer Olympics a few years ago, and now the Winter Olympics are here in Milan Cortina, which is weird that it's in two towns. Did you know that Milan Cortina was two different towns?
I was aware that it wasn't all in Milan. I couldn't have told you the other town. But
what's crazy is that they're so far apart. It's like 4 hours away.
Oh.
So, and there's three different areas where they're doing events. So, like, the athletes are all separated. They're not together in the Olympic Village.
There's also two airports.
Okay.
No. That are major airports. They're both around Milan. It's very confusing when you're flying in and out.
Oh, for Milan. Okay. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that has nothing to do with the Winter Olympics.
See, he was dropping knowledge because he's been to Milan. That's what he was doing right there.
He's been to Milan is what he wanted to tell everyone. I've been to Milan. But, you know, look, it's always exciting with the athletes' village, how they're all, doing each other, and there's a whole all sorts of rumors and stuff that always
doing
happen.
Each other. What is that?
Yeah, they are. It's a big sexcapade. If you listen to Bodie Miller and tells his stories about the Athletes Village, but you're really? Not gonna you're not gonna have that here because big parties, huge parties, because they're all separated. It kind of sucks. So if like you saw the opening ceremonies, like the people in Cortina and the people in the other town, the other ski area, they weren't really in the same parade as the people in Milan. It was very weird. But anyway, but here's what I wrote down because I wanted to share this with you guys. Are either of you watching the Winter Olympics? Are you into it at all?
Not a
second.
What?
Are you serious?
At a restaurant, it was on a TV and I noticed that they're using drones, but that's as much as I got.
You never turn it on. You never just check. Oh my God. Anyway.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, anyway. But so I love it. I love the Olympics. I love the winter and I love the summer Olympics, but it's amazing. I don't understand why I love them because these are activities that I would never ever watch outside of the Olympics. Like I'm watching figure skating. And if figure skating was on outside of the Olympics, it would be such a hard pass. I wouldn't even last 1 second on my remote control. I'd go right past it. So it's weird that I like it now. And I'm really into it now, but I figured it out. I boiled it down. And these are the two main reasons why I like the Winter Olympics. Can either of you guess the two main reasons? I figured out why I like them.
The human endeavor?
No.
For
no.
Excellence?
No.
No.
Like all Winter Olympics or these Winter Olympics?
I like all Winter Olympics. I like the Olympics. I like the Olympics in general. So this is more of why do I like the Olympics?
Not the Winter Olympics, all Olympics.
Because I thought like I don't none of these like, things
about,
I would
wait,
watch.
Wait. How about Special Olympics?
I love the Special Olympics. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Let me take that back. What's the disabled Olympics? What's that
special,
one?
Special Olympics.
No, the Paralympics. I love the Paralympics.
Okay,
and I've talked to you guys about the Paralympics before.
Yes, we have.
Awesome. Yeah. Did
they take the word special away? Is that
a different Olympics? Special Olympics is different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Special Olympics is mentally challenged, and Paralympics is physically challenged.
Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, see. All right. Well,
wait. Yeah. I want to go back. I have some more questions. Are you a fan of the Laugh Olympics?
Yes, I love the Laugh Olympics. I'm a big fan of the Laugh Olympics. I missed that from my
childhood.
That
is an old school reference right there. You have to.
That's a great reference. That's Hanna-Barbera. Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah,
Hanna-Barbera.
That's right.
All right, so let me tell you what.
Wait.
You
want to
guess?
I want to guess. Dave, you want to go first?
Well, I already offered a guess. I thought the human story, the human element.
No. One of them is Josh loves all the sex going on, clearly. That's one of them.
No. They don't televise that, Omar. They don't televise that. They don't televise that part.
That's not an event?
It's not.
Sweden is in first place.
Correct. They don't tell you that.
No.
So look. You still want to guess.
My second one is that I think you really enjoy it when someone who is a big favorite to win does not has their dream shattered.
Okay.
I have one guess too. I think you want to see people fall and hurt themselves.
There you go.
Took you guys a little while, but you got there. The number one reason is I like cheering for the American athletes. But the number two, that's a very close second, is I love to watch dreams get ruined. And I love when people fall and crash. I don't know why, but I love it. It's unbelievable. It's just so crazy. And it's weird. And I'm not afraid to admit it. And that's what I love.
Wow.
So I wanted to talk to you guys. Because you guys haven't watched it. So I'm going to go through a couple of the competitions, right? Because I bet you're not aware of some of these things. So first of all, downhill skiing, we all know. You know the Lindsey Vonn thing, right?
Yeah, she crashed and burned.
So you know,
I heard that.
Yeah. I love crashes, especially downhill. So I watched downhill skiing. Go ahead.
When the Lindsey Vonn thing happened where you
I was upset with that. I was upset with that because she's American.
You weren't like getting
one.
Up and like clapping.
No.
Okay.
She's American number one. It was a good story. She's 40 whatever
years
American?
Old. Oh, she is American.
She's American. Yeah. So I always root for the American to win the medal. I get upset when the American falls.
Didn't she used to date Tiger Woods? Are they still dating?
She did used to date Tiger Woods, and I believe that's over.
Yeah.
So anyway, so downhill skiing, why do I watch that? It's pretty awesome, number one, that they're doing that. But like most Olympic events, it's the same thing over and over. So yeah. I want to watch it for the crashes. I like the crashes. I hope people fall.
But
right?
they don't very
they
often.
They do. They do. But that's what's great about it, Dave. It's not all the time. Because if it was all the time, it wouldn't be as special. Right? When you go to crash after like watching 17 people go, it's magic. It's just magical. Now, I don't want to see them hurt. I don't want to see them airlifted. I don't want that. But it's awesome when the ski flies off and, you know, their poles go everywhere. That's pretty cool.
What is that figure called? Skating. The agony of the feet.
Agony of the feet. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Figure skating. Now, you know figure skating. I know you're not watching it now.
I always thought the agony of the feet was like when you had a long day walking around.
I knew that. I saw that coming a mile away. I tried to get into figure skating before it happened. I could not stop the train wreck.
We saw your setup. Yeah.
I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it. Here's the deal with figure skating. Figure skating is cool, but it's a lot of fluff, right? It's a lot of fluff. Everyone does the spins. Everybody skates backwards. Nobody messes up on any of that shit. It's all about the jumps, right? And it seems like from the commentary, you either win the medal because you nailed your jumps or you lose it because you fell or messed up your jumps. It's never the other shit. No one ever says, oh, they messed up that spin. So my thing is, let's add more jumps and less dancing and artistic crap. Right. Yeah. I think everyone would get on board with that. Right.
Right.
And there's a guy this year. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's called the Quad God.
Yep.
Have you heard of him?
Well, yeah, I just read the paper.
Right.
Yes. He's the guy. OK. So you guys are following it a little bit.
I'm not following it. I just see the New York Post.
That's OK. But you know about it.
But I don't click on the article. I see him down. You know what I mean?
Apparently he's doing quad jumps that no one else can do. So my question to you is, number one, in maybe 12 years, 16 years, are we going to see someone do five revolutions around? Can someone do a quad plus one jump? What is that, a quint jump? I don't know what that would call that.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Because now, like it used to be, no one did quad jump. Now all the guys are doing quad jumps, and this guy's doing something special that I guess no one else was doing. I still can't figure that part out. Is that going to happen? Are we going to have someone eventually that do like 20 revolutions? Revolutions in the air? Is that going to happen?
I thought we talked about this once before, like with setting records.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm wondering. So anyway,
like I feel jumping. Like you're always going to beat the mile record. But it's going to
be minuscule.
It'll always be incremental. Yeah, it's always going to be
But incremental adds up. That's all I'm saying. Incremental adds up.
What's your question? So I'm going to do how many quads? How many revolutions?
He does four. He does four. Uh-huh. He jumps and he's up in the air for like 4.5 turns. I'm wondering if someone's going to do five. Are we going to reach that point where there's someone that does five? It's got to be, right? Eventually?
It's hard to care, Josh.
It's
hard to care.
So let's move on.
If you told me that someone did eight, I would actually, I have a solution for all these events to make it interesting.
Go ahead.
The figure skating.
Everyone's blindfolded.
I know what he's going to say.
I know what he's going to say.
The other competitors get to throw things at him while they're competing.
No. Which I would
say?
Love. I would love. No. I thought this was like in the ski jump, they all go at once.
Well, you can't. You can't.
Look.
It would be awesome. I'd watch that. Don't get me wrong. I tune in.
That's what I'm saying. Look, that's part of the deal. Like, you got to like watch out for everyone else. Imagine figure skating. I would never watch figure skating. But if they're all going at once.
Oh, if they're all going at once. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Tough for the judges. Very difficult for the judges.
Well, who's left standing is the winner.
It's a wonder. I don't watch that stuff.
Let's go to the ski jump. The ski jump is amazingly difficult, and it's really just the craziest thing when you think about it, right? They're going off this gigantic ramp and just going up in the air, and they just hope. But it's probably the most boring thing in the world. I can't get into the ski.
It really
jump.
Is. Yeah.
It's boring. And first of all, there's not enough crashes. Nobody's crashing anymore. They all land it.
Right.
So it's boring. It's the same thing over and over. So let's go past that. I want to get to something that I really want to shine a light on because I bet you guys have no clue what it is. So you're aware of the luge, right?
Yeah.
And the skeleton.
Not the skeleton.
You don't know the skeleton? Omar, are you aware of the skeleton?
Is that their bodysuit?
What is skeleton? I think what's the skeleton?
So what's the luge? The luge is you go down on this tiny little sled on your back feet first, and you just, I don't think they're doing anything, quite honestly.
Oh, that's the enclosed
No,
sled?
That's a bobsled. You're thinking of a bobsled. That's all a right. bobsled. The luge is basically a tiny sled that you just lie on and go down this tube or whatever, that ice track.
Right.
But it doesn't look like they're doing anything. They certainly can't see anything. So I don't understand what they're doing. They must be doing something because certain people are good at it, right? So I'm having this conversation with my wife. So here's what the skeleton is. The skeleton is the luge, except you're on same sled, or I think it's the same sled. Maybe I'm speaking out of school. But you're on your stomach and your face first, your head first.
Okay.
That's the skeleton. Yeah. So my first question is, why aren't the same people doing both? Why are there people who are good at the luge and good at the skeleton, but not both? It's the same friggin' thing. You're just repositioning
your body. Well,
some
people have a high center of gravity and some have a low center of gravity. Like, wouldn't that make a difference?
Ah, interesting you bring that up. Because I saw, we're watching the luge. I'm watching the luge with my wife. And there's a guy that comes up for the U.S. His name is Matt Greiner. Now, Matt Greiner is the fattest luger I've ever seen. Most of these luge people are pretty sleek, right? They're pretty sleek. They got their toes pointed. This dude is fat. This dude looks like, you know, he plays beer league softball. That's what he looks. And I'm not saying taking anything away from him. But I said to my wife, I go, this guy's either going to win the gold or he's going to be last. Because I don't know how physics works, but there's something to him being fat. Because I'm looking at every other loser, and none of them are look like this
loser?
Dude.
Why are you calling him fucking that?
Yes. Yeah. This dude, by the way, answered my question. He placed 20th. So being fat did not help
didn't
him
help,
at all.
Huh? It weights you down. Yeah.
I thought it would help because, you know, the more weight, the maybe the faster you go. I don't know.
I think you have to have very heavy feet, and then that makes you, like, pulls you down faster.
So if you had, like, cement feet.
Yeah. Like
that would hurt the skeleton, but help in the luge.
Was the skeleton people, like, the most big-headed people that you've ever seen?
Well, they're wearing helmets, so it's very hard to tell.
I would think that would help, right?
But here's the thing I bet you didn't know existed, because I didn't know existed, and I'm an Olympics fan. There's an event. Omar, are you there? You got up in the middle of the podcast.
I hear you.
I know you hear me, but you're not on camera.
Sorry.
We can't hear you. Elevator. That's
Somebody
at the elevator. Sorry.
All right. There's nobody at the elevator. Was it with your DoorDash with your next bag of Werther's Originals? Was that what's happening? We talked about it so much. You had to get your caramel fix?
No, I have these three here. I have not touched them.
Okay. This is true. This is real. And my jaw hit the floor when I saw this. There is a double luge. All right. Tell me what you think a double luge is. You know what a luge is now. What's a double luge?
I think is it two? One guy lays on top of another guy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
is
what
that
it
right?
is.
I don't believe that.
Yes, it is. Look it up. They are literally just sandwiched on top of one another. There is nothing to this. It's basically the same friggin' sled, and they're lying stacked on top of one another. And I'm like, you better know your partner really well. You better be extremely comfortable with this dude.
How do you ask someone to join you? Like, hey, this is going to sound weird, but I have an offer.
You were wearing a double luge with me or Dave. Who would you pick?
Oh, God. And then
I want to know.
Okay, and then you have to choose whether you're on the top or bottom.
And also,
because it's not just who you're going to pick.
Athletically, et cetera, you know, who would you pick?
That is an awful but really interesting question.
I don't. This is very tricky. I don't know.
Yeah. What's the physics of it? Do you like if you want someone shorter or taller? Like
I don't know, but they wear the skin tight, you know, aerodynamic suits.
I already have those suits.
Okay, I know you do, but you're wearing those lying on top of somebody
in your
else.
Favor.
I mean, it's really intimate. It's really.
I'm all for that. I'm all for intimacy.
Who would you choose, Omar, if you had a double luge, me or Dave?
Josh, I have a problem with choosing you for anything athletic. I would go with Dave.
And are you on the top? Are you on the top or bottom?
I have played golf with Josh. I played football with Josh. Anything happens, it's never Josh's fault. I have no interest in playing with Josh. Any sport.
Omar. Are you on the top or bottom of the double luge
with
Dave?
I would be whatever put us in the best position to win.
Oh, interesting. What a nice political answer. But you need to check out The Double Luge. And for anyone who's listening who has never seen The Double Luge, you got to see it. And
is
I don't
double,
know. Double luge.
It's not double luge.
Double no, lube. Not double lube. That's what you need to get on. That's what you need to get on the double luge. It's double luge, and it is crazy. And I don't know who the hell said it's hard. You can't get on this little sled as it is one person. It's so tiny. You can barely see the sled. To put another person on, why not triple luge? Why don't we just go triple luge? Why don't we
awesome.
Stack 20 well,
according,
freaking
to, according, according to you, Josh, at some point that's going to happen.
Let me tell you something. I hope it happens because I want to see it. I want to see a triple luge.
I want to see an event. Yeah, it's not just time, but it's amount of people. So if you have 8 people,
yes.
You get it in 30 minutes or whatever, well, then you can get a deduction.
And no one falls off. And no one falls off
yeah,
the
that's
tower.
Right. You got to, yeah. Yep.
I yep. agree.
So
yeah,
there's
agree.
Some optimal amount of people and speed that you, all so right. maybe, I think, now I'd watch that. See, that's why I don't watch. They're so close to make it interesting, but they've stopped at interesting.
Well, or double luge is interesting. You definitely need to watch double luge.
But they don't crash. They crash?
They do crash. Absolutely crash. Yes. They absolutely crash. It's fantastic. There was a big fight in curling the other day. Did you even read about that? The Swedes and the Canadians were jawing at each other, telling each other to fuck off because the one guy thought he put his finger on the stone when he released it. It was mayhem.
Actually, I did see that. I feel like I'm much more involved
awesome.
In the Olympics because I've seen that too.
There we go. You're a little bit of a liar. You are watching
I did
some
not
of the
watch
Olympics.
That.
Yeah. I did see that.
Anyway,
but
that's all I got.
I'm a patriot.
That's all
don't
I got.
Get me wrong.
Hey, Omar, we want to hear about your adrenaline story.
Yeah,
what's going
on? I
want to
know what this is about.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was ranked nationally in table tennis.
I was aware of that, yes.
It's table tennis, but yeah. And
like Marty Supreme? Do you see Marty Supreme?
Yeah, I was better than him. I'm kidding about that part.
Chump.
But where I'm going with this is I haven't played anything competitive in a long time. I mean,
yeah.
I don't remember,
no shit.
And I miss it. And we've talked about this before.
Yes.
It's one of the few things about Josh's life I'm in envy of, right? Besides his beautiful wife and kids. It's certainly not his ability to stay on top of ladders.
That's true.
Josh
I did fall off a ladder.
Off a ladder before.
Yeah.
So I have maybe I think I have a bug for something now competitive. And
good for you.
It is a sport of.
Oh, I know what it is.
Before I say this to you, yes, you can guess.
Okay.
It's the equivalent of me telling you when I say it. I feel like I'm saying to you, instead of calling it Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Calling it Ibiza. Which makes me want to punch myself in the face, right? So this is a similar thing. Josh, what's your guess?
Okay. I think I know what it is.
Yes?
It is how many Werther's candies you can fit in your mouth in 30 seconds. Is that what it is?
No. David?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that took my guess.
That's the only thing he's equipped for, I think.
I'm still trying to understand what you were talking about, Ibiza.
I don't know what the hell that means.
I'm going to pronounce it. Padel.
Oh.
What is it called?
Padel. It's not
paddle.
I don't
even know what that is.
It's padel.
Oh, paddle ball.
No, it's not paddle. It's padel. It's different than paddle in the States. Padel
what is it?
Was founded in Spain. It's very similar. It has almost a dead tennis ball, so it's not loud. Pickleball is very loud.
Yes, pickleball is loud. That is true. Pickleball
padel
is
not loud. It's a dead tennis ball, basically, and there's walls similar to a squash court.
Okay.
It's 2-on-2, play 2-on-2.
Yeah.
Right? And you play the ball off the wall.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I have been playing it now 3 times. And number one, I enjoy it.
So it's a variation of racquetball. Is it true? Can I say it's a variation of racquetball?
I will be very direct with you, Josh. And honestly, I think often you overstate your athletic acumen terms of you playing roller hockey. What
roller.
Do you play again?
Deck hockey.
Deck hockey.
Deck
so,
hockey.
So what I love
no
most
skates.
About
no skates.
What I love most about Padel is it achieves two things that I love. I love more than anything. And one, I get to be competitive, and I'm quite decent at it. Very solid pace.
Right? Well, it's a racket sport, and you happen to be good at racket sports.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, I think it's the first sport in the world. Like the reason why I stopped playing table tennis is because of the one of the reasons I stopped playing table tennis. And with padel, it's not really a risk, which is the risk.
Why
of
did you stop playing table tennis? You didn't say anything.
I said, like sweating. You can play. There was a way to play.
You don't like sweating. Well, I have bad news for you.
That's my point. In padel, there's not really that much sweating. I'm telling you guys, first of all, it's only doubles. Okay. Doubles, which is great. And the court's only so big. And often the points don't go long enough and or you're not involved. It's amazing. And ready for this? The court floor is actually kind of soft. So it's great for your knees. And you're like, I feel like I'm not going to tear an ACL. So I'm going to we're going to bring padel. And one of my dear friends, ready for this, is the owner of the PPL.
The Padel Paddle League?
The Professional Paddle League.
Padel League.
Yeah, I thought it was Padel League. Yeah.
Padel League. But people stop him. They know
people stop
this.
Him from doing it?
From Europe.
from talking about it, probably. Yeah.
No, but I will say, he talks about it incessantly, and it made me crazy.
So let me understand this. Let me understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
You love the sport because, one, you don't sweat. Two, you're not involved
right on the cusp. Right on the cusp. But
you're not involved in all the points.
Good smelling sweat. No,
three, it's a nice soft surface.
No, I want to be involved in all the points. You know, but no, it's but I'm saying that happens often, and it's also very much of a you're almost talking while you're playing, and this is the key part of this whole story is this, the adrenaline, etc. But I'll posit you, each of you, this, and please tell me there's something similar. The most shocking thing about this is that my friend, this dude, would talk about padel to me for 3 years. And I'm like, stop talking about this fucking padel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking play it.
Yeah.
And like, I played it, and it's my third time was yesterday.
Imagine
and
that.
I gotta tell you, I'm like, motherfucker.
You love it.
Have you guys ever had that happen to you with someone telling you about something? And you're like, no way. And then you do it. You're like, you know what? Maybe your answer to Josh will be cocaine. We don't know. What is it?
Stop. No.
Don't say cocaine, Josh.
No. Heroin. I'm kidding. No.
All the psychedelics,
Look, I can't think of anything. Because I'm up for any sport. I'll play whatever.
It doesn't have to be a sport. It could be like eating like, you know, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with like, you know, mustard on it. I don't know. You're like, that's what padel felt like to me when I heard it for the first 3 years. And now
really?
I'm like,
but you like table tennis. Why would you not want to?
It's really different though. It's different.
I do.
But it's still a racket sport.
The idea that to me, this is another gringo sport, right? That white people created, right? To do things together. So there's that part, right? So
yeah, I'm like, that's true.
It's the same way I'm going to play pickleball. You know?
Yeah. I like pickleball. Pickleball's fun.
But I
did have that experience with pickleball. I didn't play. I kept hearing.
You wanted to build a court, Dave.
Yeah, I did. I played it. Yeah. The first time I played it, I thought, this is the best. You pick it up right away. I mean, it's just like
it's
everybody else. I had that experience with pickleball.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I was like, shut up about pickleball. But I did.
And have you still been playing?
No, I don't.
No, he's done. He's done.
So when I played, by the way, I was playing with people, and it was interesting. It's fun to play. But David, I think we should do this together. This is a sign.
I would like to learn it.
Yeah. I would love to play.
Listen, Omar. Here's the beauty of these things, and I'm just taking this from my own experience. The beauty is it's camaraderie.
It's true.
It's exercise.
Can't believe
it.
It
gets you out of the house.
Yeah.
It's competitiveness.
Yeah,
that's the best part about
low injury risk.
Yeah, well, padel is. Yeah, that's right.
Give it time.
Yeah, that's true. I
but there's a lot less
something.
Strain on your like. You can, but it's like. Yeah.
Do you stretch? Stretch before you play?
I do.
Yeah, smart.
I do.
You should.
I'm sure.
You should.
It's a really great thing, and I think you know we're on to something here with this thing.
I love it. I'm gonna check it out.
I have a hole in my life on that too. It was volleyball for me, and I do not want to go out and even hit around because I feel like my shoulder, like it's going to hurt.
I'm telling you something.
Can't you use your other hand, Dave?
I'm not like you.
Why were you laughing? There was no innuendo there, as Josh would say.
Because it's silly. It's volleyball. It's like asking you to spike with your left hand when you're right-handed. You can't do that.
That's against the rule.
Yeah. I don't know what you were thinking.
I do miss it. I feel like the competitive spirit that I have is now
you need to pick something up, Dave. Join a men's something. Your kids are out of the house.
I know.
I'm telling you, it's the best thing I ever did.
Well, that's what I need. I need to find. I don't have that group of people.
I have a great idea. Ready? You should do anything sport where the people are in the next decade than you because you'll be the best person at it. You know what I mean?
It's a brilliant thing to say. Yes, it's true.
Over 50 league of some sort?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You're playing in an over 50 league.
But what if I do and I still suck? Then
you're going to have to kill yourself because you'll disgrace your family and friends.
It's about the camaraderie.
It's true.
It's about the camaraderie. You know, it's about getting out. It's about
And what was crazy is that I played this in Dorado, which is that enclosed neighborhood in Puerto Rico.
Is it Dorado?
But it's like, you know, I almost lived there. It's basically like living on a resort. It's insane. It's insane.
Are there padel leagues, Omar, that you can join?
Yes.
Okay. You join them, right? Or are you just playing pickup?
Both. I mean, I only paid three times.
I will check this thing out and we'll try it. So here's what we're going to do. This is great.
That'd be fun.
Once we get to Dave, so this is what we'll do. We'll each try each other's activity and then we'll see what Dave says, but we're going to try padel. We'll play together. We're going to double luge. And then whatever Dave brings up.
You know what? You're incapable of having
serious.
A serious conversation.
I was being serious. I do want to try padel. I want to play padel with you.
That was so mean.
I want to play padel with you.
Dave, I was getting emotional for a second.
I thought he was going serious. But I'm not going to play if it's called padel. It's paddleball. Let's be real here.
It's paddle.
Come on.
It's pronounced pedal. Pedal ball.
Yeah, it's padel.
All right, Dave, take us home.
All right. Let me do my topic. So my topic's about polymarket. So I've been hearing about Kalshi and polymarkets, you know, for a while. And
yes.
So the controversy around whether we invaded Venezuela or not, because that was a bet. Right?
Do you want to tell people what they are, first of all, who don't know what these are?
So as far as I understand, and maybe you guys can explain it better, but basically there are betting markets out there.
Online.
I had it up before. And you can bet on just about anything. It could be finance. It could be culture. It could be
elections.
Tech. Elections, yeah. And there was a bet, and it's a yes or no. And as I looked at it, so it was: will the U.S. invade Venezuela by a certain date? Yes or no. And you can, if it's heavily favored that we will, you can put $9.86 down and to get $10. If you put $10, or you can say the other, and you would put, you know, 16 cents to get $1.
There's odds on each side. Yeah,
that's exactly. Right. So you have. So it's all yes and no. Like one is whether Jesus will return to the planet by end of 2027, which is I'm thinking about putting a huge bet on that because I win in either way. Like I'm hoping that I won't have to collect.
I don't.
it's a little riskier.
It's a little riskier.
He's not going to be happy.
Here's the problem.
It's sort of a lose-lose. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can hedge your bets.
You can hedge your bets. That's what you want.
David would be spending all of his winnings on Josh's security team.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep running. Anyway, so this came up because it was actually on the All In podcast they were talking about. Because the controversy is, what is insider trading?
Correct.
On these kinds of things. So there are a bunch of Super Bowl bets. And one was, what's the first song that's going to be played at the Super Bowl? And they're saying, look, if one of the dancers knows the song and then bets.
They all know the song. Everyone who's involved with the halftime show knows the first song. Because they've rehearsed.
So they can bet on this.
They can bet on it and win. Right? I always thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, it's a farce. They should stop it. It's all insider trading. And they were talking about it on the All In podcast. They said, you know, I would let it go unregulated, which it looks like that's kind of where it's heading at the moment.
It is. It's not even considered gambling.
And they said, Because you can get to the truth faster if you let people sort of use these markets to answer
that,
questions.
By the way, that whole thesis behind it's such bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Getting the truth faster.
All right. Well, hear me out. Hear me out.
Some things, yes.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for you to tell me this. Okay, please, David, go on.
No one's thought of this. I'm way ahead on this. This is interesting. All right, so first of all, let me do the Super Bowl song, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, what's the song? And say there are five options and people are betting. Say, you get closer to the halftime, all of a sudden there's a big run on one of the songs,
because
right?
The people in the know are betting.
But here's the thing. You will know. You can look at those markets and say, you know what? That's going to be the first song. You won't have to wait until 3:57 p.m. or whatever when that actually happens. You'll know before then. Now, maybe you will know at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and who cares, right? But you will know the truth because people will use Marketplace to come up with predictions, including people who know the answer.
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to give you a different scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Whose mother was just kidnapped? It's
Savannah Guthrie.
Thanks.
That is. Are you watching that? That's. I don't want to talk about that. But
and I didn't want to get into so much because it's so. It's yeah. Well, it's a tragedy. It's. I don't want to make light of it at all.
Oh, no.
If you were to say. Let's say you have a crime, something like that, right?
For the record, I am against Nancy. Her name is Nancy Guthrie being
Nancy Corrigan.
Abducted.
Yeah.
I am for Nancy Kerrigan being abducted.
But
no, I'm not for that either.
But think about what the police have to do in this situation. They have to question, the family. They question the neighbors. They question people, right? They question all these people. And what you want to get to the answer with a lot of these things is if you could get the collective minds of everybody in the area or around the world, for that matter, to if you could somehow link them all together and take all the data, maybe you could solve the murder because you don't know who knows something. But I bet you right now there are people out in the world that probably know what happened, but they won't say anything because they're afraid to get caught. They don't care.
The guy who did it. He knows.
Well, maybe no, but I'm saying there may be other people. I'm saying I hope this isn't offensive anyway. I'm just because I'm just using it as an example.
No.
If you had a betting market, let's say, do you think that she is within a block radius of the house? Do you think she's in the house? Do you think she's in the field?
I know where you're going with this.
All these questions, and then all of a sudden you start to see a bet go a certain direction. You don't know who it is. And say someone who knows something says, I know where that, and I'm going to bet on that, that the betting markets might give an insight into answers because people will be incented through markets to answer these questions.
No.
So they won't do it on their own because people say, well, why don't you just ask them? That they could do that now, but that doesn't always work. You can't ask enough people.
Here's your flaw.
Okay.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I like the thesis. I do like the thesis, and I think the thesis works in certain circumstances, but it's not going to work with this one because I think there's very few people who know, maybe just one dude who knows what happened to her, and he's not going to bet on Poly Market, and even if he does, it's not going to move the needle. One person, it's not going to move the needle.
One person knows, then you're right. Yeah.
So, but don't forget that they've also put up – I think it's now $100,000 for any leads that lead to solving this. So there's a $100,000 reward now from the FBI if you have a lead that brings them to a resolution. So that's already a payout, and that helps somebody. And if you know that, they had like as soon as they showed that video of the guy with the ski mask on, they had like something like 4,000 calls or something crazy like that. I'm making that number.
I have a question. Ready? Hold on a second.
Yeah. But I don't think Polymarket solves that circumstance.
Okay, ready, David. Wait. Actually, let me. Who's trying to ask the questions? Let's say.
One of two people.
David, ready?
Okay. Yep.
Let's say that you find out that Josh murdered somebody. Some like murder that happened in the past that was people all talking about. And then, ready? Would you?
First of all, I never told him that.
would you call 911, or would you instead create a bet on Poly Market, and then talk to your other friend, me, and I bet $1,000 on it?
No. Would I? So,
but then you're gonna have to also then report me to the police because you're not gonna cash in.
I'm asking what he would do first.
I'd turn him in. I'd turn him in a heartbeat. But that's you're getting away from my point.
You wouldn't go for any cash?
Well, I might. Well,
for the truth to come out.
It's not about me. It's about everybody.
Everybody.
Like if people. So maybe the kidnapping or murder is a bad example. But if you want to answer other things,
okay,
and you want to pull,
fair enough. Okay,
you want to pull out information. People. Here's my response to your scenario, Josh, about people called in. Well, it's costless for quacks to call in and say, oh, I think it's this or so that. That's like
true.
It's they're just doing it either for attention or whatever. But if you're going to actually put your money behind it, now all of a sudden you have an economic incentive to actually tell real information because you're putting your money behind your theory. So some might be guessing, but if you collect all the bets together, is there some truth in that? The odds just went 60-40. That's within a block. Why is that? And so why is it tilting up recently? Like,
but
I feel
it could
like,
be for bad reasons. It could be just because the media, what story they're running, or it could be no one. Here's the deal: with something like that, you have a full force of the FBI and the local enforcement that are trying to solve this thing. There's no way that Polymarket people are going to know more than they do.
But that's I'm not saying.
There's no way.
It's the world's collective thought. What you're doing is you're getting after people that know that will tilt it. You know, on a 50-50, nobody knows. The people in the know might tilt it.
I like your halftime Super Bowl example. That one makes sense because there's a lot of people who know exactly what that is.
Right, right.
They know that answer, and they might be telling others to bet on Polymarket, and therefore you get like a swell on Polymarket because – more people in the know are making bets, and they're telling people who are also making bets, their friends and their family. And that makes sense that you get to the solution before the actual event happens where, oh, yeah, that Polymarket was right.
This is
but other
in
things,
cases it makes sense. It wouldn't have. Do you think it would have found Nicole Simpson's killer? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, that's a good example. Or I was thinking the Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey?
JonBenet Ramsey, yeah.
No, that, I don't think so.
I thought that was the running back for the Redskins.
Yeah.
That's John Riggins.
That was JonBenet Riggins. Yeah. Yes. His middle name was Benet. Isn't that crazy?
I think that is. Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
But I thought the idea of you get to the truth faster. Now, I'm using hyperbole here in that example, but I immediately thought, yes, you should shut this thing down. It's all insider trading. But then I think, no, there actually may be some value and just let it ride. Yes, some people know can make money on it. But the whole point of the exercise is, like, if someone knows that I don't, you're a fool to bet. So you're really separating fools from the money, too. But that it's a market in sort of getting at an answer to something that
I hear you,
kind of crowdsourcing in a way.
I get it, but I think you're crowdsourcing anyway with FBI tip lines.
I don't think you are. I think you're
really.
I think the FBI will and probably has with cameras and everything, like they have sophistication. But I think what they want to be able to talk to everyone at once and get to the truth.
Yeah.
And this is a version of that, is that people won't lie because they don't want to bet against with their money. Would they be encouraged?
True, but they could just be betting because they feel that way because they are guessing.
It's more sentiment. I mean, it's not truth.
Yeah, it's not truth. Right. They don't know.
But that
they
might
don't
lead
know.
To, well, there's some people that may know. Some is sentiment. And is there some signaling going on that might actually answer some questions? I'll give you one more example. I know this is probably a long podcast. Remember the episode Making a Murder?
Yes, loved it.
So, and was this guy guilty or not?
What is that show? I don't know what that show is.
It was on Netflix. It was like a documentary, and it actually happened in Wisconsin.
Oh, it's a real murder that they made.
Yeah. Yeah. And this guy was let out of jail. And then it was a real mystery whether the police, kind of planted evidence, right?
Yeah.
And,
it was crazy.
Did he do
it's
it or not?
It's a great documentary. It's phenomenal.
Story is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch it, the Netflix people that made it said, but you made him look very innocent, I think, because at the end of it, you were like.
It was tilted. Yes. I think, I don't know if it was tilted on purpose, intentionally, or just, it made it seem like he didn't do it. That's right.
So I was actually tilted last night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But if you went up to Wisconsin in that area, people up there had very different opinions than Netflix. Like, I just wonder if, like, through that whole thing, could you have had a marketplace of people that sort of know the situation there. Could that
but
have
that's a court case though. They can't, Polymarket can't decide a court case.
Hey, no. Josh, I have a question. What's the term? What's the term for, I thought about Dave the other day because I ate for the first time at a Cracker Barrel and I thought of Dave. Is that racist?
That makes sense. No, yes. Midwestern.
Was there a term for that? I'm like, when I think
profile.
About Cracker Barrel. It's,
yes.
Dave, you've been to Cracker Barrel. How many times have you eaten there?
I think I know what's going on here. This is Cracker Barrel.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
He's trying to
Cracker Barrel.
He doesn't like my topic anymore, so he's redirecting. Let's see. Give it 2 or 3 years' time. If it goes unregulated and it goes, let's if we will read a story someday that Polymarket's tipped off.
Listen, if that happens, that's amazing.
Kind of morally, I have some of the questions on there. It's a little bit.
And some
unsavory,
of it's,
right?
Yeah, it is. And some of it's bullshit. Some of it's just utter noise and ridiculous. I know people who swear by Polymarket. This is what Polymarket's saying for this event. Come on. It's a lot of it is just noise. It's just
interesting
noise.
Stuff.
Yeah, some of it though, I agree with you. Like you do the halftime Super Bowl first. Absolutely, I think that's Polymarket's going to tell you what that song is.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. Let's wrap up the episode. Again, if you'd like to email us and talk about any of these topics, especially the Padel paddleball debate,
Padel,
I think that's
double luge, Polymarkets, whatever floats your boat.
Lots of things. Yep. We're at friends at fds.media. Check our website out. Buy our merchandise at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com.
All proceeds go to a very good cause. That's right. I won't tell you what that cause is, but it's very, very good.
And YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, search for us, Friends Talking Shop, all one word, so you can stay in touch with us until next time. But until then, bye, everyone.
See ya.
Make it cool.